Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on.
Once again, and thank you, Bumper Morgan, for that wonderful welcome. 30JK is back on the air.
Yeah. It's not only guys, it's boss players. It's female boss players, too. Y'all better get hit to the game, man. I'm trying to put y'all on. But the game ain't free like that.
Tell them, Cap.
You know what I'm talking about. Shit. I ain't been game by one or two. But it's all in the game, though. We hold no grudges or nothing. Just keep it moving, though.
That is boss player himself, Cap A. Anthony Williamson, my very special guest on the one and only 30JK over Blog Talk Radio. The phone number here is 347-857-2310. It's 347-857-2310. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that word. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. find me on YouTube at JSlamz. It's JaySlamMMZ. Two M's as in Mary, Mary. A Z as in zebra. You know what's up. Let's get our guest partner on the line. Anthony Williamson, Cap A, come on down. You're on 30JK. My name is Jason Kelly.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good? It's your boy Cap A, straight out of New Jabouz, a.k.a. Dirty Jerz. What's going on?
Boss player, player, boss player, player. Beef,
boom,
boom, boom, boom. Oh, here I come, come, come. Yeah, baby. I am loving that music, man. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Straight up.
Appreciate it.
All right. Let's get down to business. Tell the world who Cap A is.
Cap A is, it's just, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's just trying to be your favorite rapper, trying to be one of the coolest rappers ever. You know what I'm saying? Just being himself. You know what I'm saying? Just a smooth player, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of different wordplay, good music, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, strong work ethic, you know what I mean? Quality music, strong work ethic, you know what I mean?
In other words, PGM, players getting money. I don't know about them other dudes. Them dudes is funny. How you talking about always getting mad? Hey, hey, okay, hey. Homie. Oh, man. Your first album. What's it called?
The first official album drop mixtape was called You Want It, You Got It. That was the first one I ever dropped. It was called You Want It, You Got It. It was an official mixtape. It had like almost 30 joints on there and a lot of good music on there. You know what I'm saying? Quality music. And, you know, just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? R&B dude, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I deal with the pop a little bit, but mostly a hip-hop R&B dude, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay. And tell me, how did you get from Anthony Williamson to Cap A? How did that all happen? How did it all get started?
I got Cap A is actually short for capital A. Capital A, which is my full, you know what I'm saying, artist name. But it's everybody, you know what I'm saying, in my city just shortened it to Cap A, and it just stuck from there. So basically, when I was younger, I wanted to be a rapper, and I used to memorize all the songs off the radio because I was, you know what I'm saying, such a big hip-hop fan, and, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop basically saved my life, you know, kept me out of trouble. And everything like
right.
that gave me something positive to do, you know what I'm saying, with myself, and other than, you know, being in the streets and doing, you know, saying other stuff, you know what I'm saying, getting caught up in the street life. So I tried to figure out, you know, what I wanted my rap name to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wanted something that was going to be, you know what I'm saying, something like a boss, you know what I'm saying, because I've always been a boss type of dude, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I came up with, you know, because I love money. Who don't like money? You know what I'm saying? I came up with the capital. And I thought,
right.
what would be the biggest, I thought to myself, I said, what would be the biggest thing? Because I wanted to be one of the biggest rappers. So I said, what would be one of the biggest things? So I thought of the capital. There's nothing bigger than the capital. Like, you got the capital of the nation, the capital of the country, the capital of the state, or whatever. So, and my dad always said his philosophy, I took from my dad's philosophy, and my dad's philosophy was, if you're going to do anything, be the best at it. So if you're going to sweep floors,
right.
be the best floor sweeper. If you're going to rob banks, be the best bank robber. Like, whatever you're going to do, be the best at whatever you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I took from my dad's philosophy, and I came up with capital, and that capital was sitting look kind of lonely by itself, so I put the A with it. A, you know what I'm saying, it's my first name, Anthony, for my first name, and just put the A next to it, and just put, you know what I'm saying, capital A. A for Anthony, A for awesome, A for, you know what I'm saying, just a lot of different, you know what I'm saying, great attributes, you know what I mean?
Right on.
So then I came up with capital A, and then my city and everybody in the streets, they just shortened it to Cap A, so it's been Cap A ever since.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, Jersey, where in Jersey are you from?
I'm from Passaic, New Jersey.
Yep.
Call it Passaic.
Now, for
Passaic.
Now,
yeah.
Right, right. Now, for those of you that don't know about Passaic, you might have seen the show Cops, and they might have done some shows in that city. They might have done some shows in that city. I'm not sure, but I'm sure you know about it.
You said a movie named Cops?
No, a reality show.
And it's called Cops?
Cops, Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh, I thought you said Cops. You mean Cops? Yeah. I watch Cops. Yeah, I used to watch Cops.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Right. I was thinking about that because I see that name, I see that city name on the bottom of the screen, and I'm like, okay, now I know where it's at.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Divorce court. Tell me about that. What happened without spoiling anything, tell me your experience about divorce court.
Divorce court, basically I wanted to end my divorce, and I didn't really have money for a lawyer. So I said, I was used to see the commercial on TV, and I said, Dad, why don't I give them a call and see if they can help me with my, you know what I'm saying, help me with my divorce, you know?
Right.
So I didn't think it was real, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was real. And then I called them up, and they asked me for my story. I typed up, sent them a little, you know, summary and everything like that of my story of what I was going through, and they liked it. They said, hey, we want you on divorce court.
On the show.
They want me on the show, yeah. So I was like, oh snap, this is for real. I thought that's, you know, I didn't know you know it was for real like that. So
until they actually called you back or wrote you back, whichever the case may be.
Right. Till they actually wrote me back. And they actually called me, though. Like, they didn't email me. They didn't even email me back. They actually called me first. The producers called me from the show. They said, hey, man, we hear that you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, get your divorce. We definitely want to help you with that. And we hear that you like to rap and everything like that. I was like, yeah. They was like, oh, maybe we get you to say rap on the show. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I'm definitely down for that. You know what I'm saying? Let me rap on TV? How could I say no to that? You know what I'm saying? Sure.
Right. Showcasing your talents, you know? More. Exposing your talents more often now.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Get some exposure while I'm at it at the same time, you know?
Right.
And, it was cool, you know, and actually, you know what I'm saying, and it was even better when I found out that I was getting paid for it, because I didn't know I was getting paid to show up to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? Actually,
right.
I paid for it. Yeah, and so did the divorce thing, and I wanted to, you know, like I said, I wanted to end my divorce, was having, you know, marriage problems. I got married young, you know what I'm saying? I got married young. I didn't really know what marriage was about, and I married my high school sweetheart, and I thought I was doing the right thing. I was joining the Navy, the military, and everything like that, and the Navy and stuff, so... Getting a divorce and everything like that. It was crazy. You know, they flew me out to California. I got to go to California for the first time in L.A. And they put us up in a hotel and everything. They gave me a limo. They was getting me all hyped up. He's like, yo, watch, we're gonna have people thinking, you know, we got Kanye West in the limo or something. They said, we got a bottle of
right
there for you. We got some peppermints or whatever. So I was like, all right, you know. I was like, this is all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my divorce done and I'm chilling at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting out. Getting out of Passaic, seeing, you know what I'm saying, L.A., seeing California for a little bit. So, you know what I'm saying, it was cool.
Right. Judge Lynn Toler, what did you think of her?
She's actually very pretty. She's even prettier in person than on TV. She's a lot prettier in person. Yeah, she's a lot prettier in person than on TV. I'd definitely say that. She's a stickler too. Like, she don't play no games, man. She really don't. She don't play no games. But she's cool though. She was cool. You know.
True that.
Yeah, you know.
And you have another album in the works before we get to this caller here?
Right now, I got an album out right now that I just dropped. It's called Boss Player Volume 1. It's actually on datpiff.com right now, so anybody that want to listen to download it. It's called Boss Player Volume 1. Got about, you know what I'm saying, 13 tight joints on there. I'm working with some big producers on there that's making a lot of big moves in the industry right now. One of them is FLK, a.k.a. Fruity Loop King. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of big things with a lot of some of Dr. Dre's artists, like Nocturnal,
uh-huh.
Some artists from the West Coast that's, you know what I'm saying, doing some things in the industry on out of Dr. Dre's camp. And, you know what I'm
Aftermath,
saying?
Aftermath, baby.
Yeah, man. You can't forget about Dre. Nobody can never forget about Dr. Dre. Man, Dr. Dre is a beast, man. He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, I got producers like FLK on there, Fruity Loop King, he out of St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying, he down in ATL right now working, you know what I'm saying, making beats for, you know, for a lot of dudes in the industry, and working with, he was signed one time too to 36 Mafia's Crunchy Black. He was actually signed to Hard Hitters Money Gang and stuff, so he actually had a deal, he was signed before too, and everything like that, you know. So he's and you know, for those that don't know, Crunchy Black is a member of 36 Mafia, you know what I'm saying, the Oscar award winners, 36 Mafia. So shout out to, you know, to them and everything like that, doing their thing. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So working with FLK, the Boss Players Volume 1, you know what I'm saying, it's just me just being a boss, you know what I'm saying, and just making, you know what I'm saying, making that boss up music, you know what I'm saying, and representing for my city and representing for, you know what I'm saying. I just wanted to make a nice balance, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, East Coast, you know what I'm saying, mixtape type of album that, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of good energy on there, you know what I'm saying, a lot of good records and talk about some things that's going on, you know what I'm saying, out here. You know what I mean? Things is going on and, you know, everywhere. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss
oh,
player
man.
Volume 1 is, yeah.
Go get that. You heard the man. He's the boss player. He demands you get this album. Datpiff.com.
Yeah.
That's where you find it. 860 phone number here, and we're going to check it out right now. Here we go. Jason Kelly on 30JK with Cap A, and you're on the air. Who am I speaking to, please? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who am I speaking to, please?
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on? This your man out of Jersey. This is Mike Jeff right here. I just want to say, yo, that Boss Player, that mixtape is fire, man. It's hot, you know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My man doing a lot of good stuff. You know, it sounds good. It's something different, something refreshing, something I think the game needs, you know?
Yep, and you're only hearing this interview courtesy of yours truly, the J up in here. You have a question for Cafe or a statement?
Nah, man, I just want to tell him, yo, keep doing this thing, man. You know, I know it's a long road up here, but, yo, just keep doing this thing, yo, and, yo, give him that fire every time.
No doubt. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No doubt.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
And tell everybody about this show, okay?
No doubt. Gotcha.
All right. Thanks for your call, okay?
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Have you ever thought about acting, Cap?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I definitely thought about it.
If you wanted to do a movie, what kind of genre would you do, and why?
I would definitely want to do a movie, something based on something about where a kid, growing up in the inner city can triumph, you know what I'm saying? Who has a dream can, you know what I'm saying, make it out of the city, make it out of the hood, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, you know what I'm saying, that has a dream, because I mean, I come from the hood. I come from, you know what I'm saying, I come from the ghetto. You know what I mean? I come from a poor, you know what I'm saying, poor, grew up poor and didn't have much in broken, dysfunctional family and all that stuff. And I just would like to show, you know what I'm saying, the kid from the hood, from the inner city, who makes it out, you know what I'm saying, just show it in a different light than what, the different than what, a little bit different than what everybody else is used to. You know what I'm saying? Showing that a kid could be, you could be yourself in the hood and not be influenced by, you know what I'm saying, by negativity in the hood and be pulled in different places and stuff like that. And just something positive, you know what I'm saying, something positive, something exciting, something positive, you know what I mean, where, you know, I could show some type of triumph, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about triumph, you know what I'm saying, overcoming, you know, struggles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna struggle. So I want to show something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would want to do something like that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I got a song queued up here, and I want everybody to hear this. This is called Fine Wine with Cap A. This is Dodie JK. I'm Jason Kelly. Let's get into it right now.
Hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? I know you want yours, you know what I'm saying? Just like I want mine, you know? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't nothing to it, really. You know, for us, you know what I'm saying? Get together and, you know, just relax. You know what I'm saying? Sip on some wine and do how we do. I know you want to get yours. I'm trying to get mine. I'll sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you want to get yours. I'm trying to get mine. I'll sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you want to get yours. I'm trying to get mine. I'll sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you want to get yours. I'm trying to get mine. I'll sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Come on. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Yeah. And sip some fine wine. Champagne course, your body the main course. Massage your oars, it's like no need to talk. When our eyes connect, you can see the flame rise. It's more than sex, your derriere and your thighs. I'm eating you for dinner, cause baby girl, you's a winner. Turn that phone off, your girls could get lost. I'm trying to get it in, I don't mean no harm. It's just the right time for me and you to join. United is one, no fuss off the gun. I keep some magnum, this youngin' ain't dumb. Proper planning prevents poor preparation. You check out right, we just might build a nation. Anyway, the cab ain't really gonna show you. Such a gentleman, true player, I can mold you. And it's something nice, something serene. When it come to fine wine, listen girl, I'm a fiend. I know you run to get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Come on, enjoy this fine wine, yeah. And sip this fine wine, yeah, yeah. And sip some fine wine. Spin off ice, Andre Moscato, whatever it is, you know it's gonna get us right, yo. Trees in the air, my fingers went through your hair. You telling me, yeah, daddy's finger it over here. Okay, baby, I'ma treat it something like a lesson. So thick, so ripe, your body is a blessing. Respect all women, that's how I get them. J.B. got love for all these women. Never diss them, no need for holding a grudge. If it didn't work out, it wasn't meant for us. You could listen to the keys and tell I ain't playing. It's midnight love, my phone off, it's not ringing. Dealing with you is gonna take special care. I get your nails done, your toes and your hair. Polite cheer, spend it all without a care. As long as you're mine, I got you, hell yeah. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. I know you wanna get yours, I'm trying to get mine. So sit back, relax, enjoy this fine wine. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Come on. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Enjoy this fine wine, yeah. Yeah. And sip some fine wine.
Oh, man, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Cap A, fine wine.
On Blog Talk Radio, 30JK up in here, you dig? 347-857-2310. Again, the number here to call if you want in on the convo is 347-857-2310. Or you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word. Spread the word, you know that's word. Anthony Williamson, Cap A, boss player, player, boss player, player, here with me on the J. Right on, baby. Cap, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo. What's goody?
Dirty Jersey in the building,
Dirty Jersey in the building. Yo, shout out to Fetty Wap. If anybody don't know who Fetty Wap is, Fetty Wap just signed to 300 Entertainment. He got this hit single called Trap Queen on the radio right now for Jersey. He out of Paterson, New Jersey, doing his thing, putting on for Jersey right now too. You know what I'm saying? He just signed his deal, so he's doing big. He getting big now. He blowing up.
Awesome, awesome, awesome things you're doing right now, man.
Yeah,
hey.
Jersey got talent, man.
No kidding. any piece of advice you would like to give any other future rappers out there?
Any rappers out there, man, basically, man, just stay self-contained, man. Stay self-contained. Do your own thing. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. You could do it. Believe in yourself. Put God first, you know what I'm saying, and believe in yourself and do your thing. Stay self-contained. Do what you feel, what you believe in, you know what I'm saying? Forget what everybody else is talking about. Do what you feel, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Awesome. And again, the name of the album is called Boss Player Volume 1.
Yeah, Boss Player Volume 1 is on datpiff.com right now. You can listen to it and download it. Guys, like I said, you got about 13 joints on there. Boss Player's on there. The video was on YouTube. We got the video for Boss Player on YouTube. We're doing like, I think we got a little bit over 20,000 views right now. Still counting. You know what I mean? We got the PGM is actually going to be a bonus track on there for everybody listening. PGM Players Getting Money is going to be a bonus track on the Boss Player Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? So they want to hear that as well. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come with them physical CDs, copies, and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Hey, before we go, I want you to do a little PGM acapella for us. You're going to hear this first right here on 30JK. So, Cap-A, whenever you're ready.
C-A-P. Now, that's a real 10 toes down like Ball and Jaden. Pacific born, New Jerusalem bred. Surrounded by snakes and hustlers who be ducking the feds. Used to have a 9-to-5, man, that dead. I used to have a 9-to-5, man, that dead.
That junk is dead.
I'm trying to guess. Dead. I used to have a 9-to-5 minutes. Get on the grind, get on the hustle. You know what I'm saying? PGM,
right.
Play
PGM.
Get money.
I don't know about these dudes, man. Them dudes is funny. Always talking
about
how you getting in.
Money.
Hey.
How you
getting
in.
Hey.
man,
I tell you what, man. It's a pleasure talking with you, man. Keep up the great work. Keep on doing what you're doing. Spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is going places. This guy is going places right here. I'm telling you right now. Thanks for coming through, man. And anytime you want to come back again, do so, please. All right?
No doubt, man. Jason Kelly, thanks. I appreciate it. Shout out to 30JK, man. That's what it is. It's your boy Cap A.
Yeah, baby. All right. We'll see you soon. All right. That does it for 30JK. I had a great time jamming with the one and only Cap A. And next time, we're going to do it all over again, if it's the Lord's will, next Friday. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what Triple Dimples always do, all day, all night, all the time. Much love to each and every one of you. I'll catch you on the flip side. Jason Kelly, I'm out. And remember, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we're gone. Bye-bye.